Thank you, choir. Thank you, Mr. Doug. Now, how I'm supposed to follow Amazing Grace, I don't know. But good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to Laity Sunday. My name is Steve Lane, and I'm a member of the care team here at Church First Church. You've noticed the title of my message, and we'll get to that in a moment. Thinking about our church this Laity Sunday, I felt it important to reflect on not only what lay people or our lay people do, but who are the laity of the church. By simple definition, they are the non-clergy members of the church. The heavy-duty definition of a church layperson is one who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has committed their life to Him, and desires to serve Him in any capacity that they are called to serve in, and to perform that service in the same kind of love that the Lord has shown us. A little wordy, but you get the idea. We also could say that the believing church, the church that desires to live by God's heavenly will here on earth as it is in heaven, is the true laity. And it is to you that this message is dedicated, and all of those who feel it important to serve others. A church cannot function or survive if the only workers are the clergy. I know that a church cannot survive if the only workers are the clergy.
I agree.
Okay. I was just checking. I know you've been sitting there wondering about where does the gravy come in. Let me share a few thoughts with you. I've always thought of myself as a southern boy. I've lived in Florida for over 30 years. But I grew up in southern Indiana. Growing up surrounded by a family of great cooks. And it's not surprising that I've associated food with love. Everyone did. One of the things we associated with love was gravy. Grandma told me once that gravy was that extra with the meal that showed her love. I thought about that. Each member of the family had a specialty gravy. I've enjoyed brown gravy, yellow gravy, white gravy, mushroom gravy, all colors of gravy, made from the drippings of bacon, sausage, hamburger, rabbit, beef, pork, chicken, squirrel. Okay, I'll stop there. And then there was my favorite of all time, and that's tomato gravy. And I'm not talking about spaghetti sauce. I'm talking about southern tomato gravy. You know, the kind of gravy that makes your socks roll up and down. That said, God's love just might be the greatest gravy of all. How many of you watch the television show Cheers? Yeah, most of us. Cheers was on for 11 seasons from 1982 to 1993. It was one of the highest rated shows on television. And now I'm talking about a bar in church. What accounted for this popularity? Inspired writing, great characters, talented actors, all played a part. But I think there's something more. I think that shows like Cheers tap into that human longing for community. They all show us people who care about each other, who accept one another in spite of their many failings and frailties. people who share an emotional bond, who are committed to one another. Listen to the words from the theme song. Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where somebody, everybody knows your name. Isn't that what we all want? People who care about us, people who are glad when we show up, people who will support us and stand by us in bad times, people who will accept us instead of criticizing and judging us, people we can be ourselves around. I want that. I need that. And so do you. We all do. We need a sense of community. As usual, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. The bad news is that Cheers and all the other TV versions of community are pretend. They exist only in Hollywood. People love those shows. They tune in every week for reruns by the thousands because they desperately want to be a part of that kind of community. They see something in those characters' relationships with one another that they want, but it's not real. The good news is that it can be real. The good news is that there is a place where that kind of community can and does exist, and that place is this community church, Bonita Springs First United Methodist Church. Let me put it another way. This is the kind of place that all churches should be. It's the kind of a place any church can be. It's the kind of a place that Jesus Christ wanted his church to be. You and I know that too often it's just the opposite. We have to recognize that when many people think of accepting, loving, supporting place to be real, to be just themselves, they more likely think of an AA meeting than a church. People who show their true love for one another by the way they relate to one another, not just on Sunday morning, but Monday through Saturday. So do we pass the gravy? We do. How did we get here? Most folks can make gravy, or many folks. We know to make gravy, and some of us have specialties. Spiritual gifts, anyone? Even I can make gravy. Just because we've never made gravy that way doesn't mean we shouldn't try. You know what I mean. And as we become more and more the kind of a church the world will notice when they walk through the door, they will sense that something's different here. When they go home, they'll say, I want that. They want what we have. And eventually we'll be able to tell them that what we have isn't a what at all. It's a philosophy. It's not a program of self-improvement. It's not a what, it's a who. Jesus Christ living in each and every one of us. Listen to these familiar words from the Scripture. Some of you may wish to follow in your Bible. Some of you may wish to follow on the screen, or some of you may just want to close your eyes and listen. John 13, verses 34 through 35. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. John chapter 17, verse 23. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 14. Therefore, put on your cloaks of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And one of my favorites, the last one, James 5, verse 9. Don't grumble against each other. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. How do we as a church share God's love, what I like to call gravy, with others? We have the Cafe of Life monthly community breakfast, heart to heart, which makes fidget blankets, Bible studies, Florida Gulf Coast University students, Shoes for the Soul, our support for local teachers by adopting their classrooms. I could go on, and I don't mean to leave any out, but time is a constraint. John and Charles Wesley's movement had a legacy of equipping and empowering laity to be in ministry. They then provided leadership for this Methodist system of discipleship. Through the ministry of the laity, more and more people make a commitment to Christ, who were nurtured by the faith, who were equipped for the ministry, who were sent out to be in a ministry with others. The movement was alive because the partnership ministry of the laity and the clergy was also alive, as it is here. Today, when we reach out and receive new people by building relationships with them, we're also offering them opportunities to commit themselves to Jesus Christ. We go into this world in outreach and mission, offering hope through sharing the gospel, seeking, welcoming, and gathering as we offer and often receive hospitality and from others not in our working body. In other words, we must offer engagement. It is through engagement that we offer and often receive hospitality. On Laity Sunday, we celebrate that we are all called, laity as well as clergy, to go and make disciples through our humble service. In addition, we're in a world so desperately in need of hope. I want to thank each one of you for being a part of our church. I want to thank each one of you for helping me become a better person. I want to thank each one of you who help with the service today, and those who help with the service each week. Greeters, ushers, choir, musicians, sound booth, projections, setting up the altar. And last but not least, I want to thank our pastor, our leader. Do you feel motivated to help as a person, layperson, to use some of those spiritual gifts that you have? Let us know. On your little attendance bulletin, it says, care to serve. And you can make a little check mark right there if there's something that you're interested in doing. I mentioned our pastor and our leader, Pastor Kim. She's been here just a short time, and we need to remember that her recipe for gravy might be different than ours, and she may like some of our recipes. She's also here to guide us as lay people on how to share God's recipe and God's love with others. I've watched over the last few years, and I think we're doing a pretty good job. I have an electronic glitch. If there's anything we've missed, I think it can only be that we need to share with each other more often. Pitch-in dinners, breakfast, coffee time, Bible study, restarting the men's group. Firstly, we give thanks. Instead of focusing on all the things we don't like, thank God for everything. And we give thanks like that, we'll find all the things that we were so upset and mad about, all the things that we found irritating and objectionable. Or the phrase, one of my favorites, but we have never done it that way. All those things will fade away, and we will be left standing before God, amazed that He would love such poor, miserable, sinful creatures as you and me. The mission of the church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Local churches provide the most significant arena through which discipleship making occurs. We need more baptisms, more commitments to Jesus Christ. Invite people. How do I invite someone? We have all kinds of things around the church here that you can use to sneakily invite someone to come to this church. On the welcome table back there, there are some business cards. And you notice they have no name on them. That's so you can fill in your name, if you choose to do so. It has our address. It has all the information that you need. And on the back, there's a little map. How do I get there? Put your name on it and your phone number if it's somebody that is close to you and you'd like to invite them. There are also ink pens laying around with the church's name on them. When you're eating at the restaurant, sign the check and forget to take the pen with you. Any little hint that we exist in right here in the heart of downtown Bonita. Not only pass the gravy, but tell others about it. Sweet. Awesome. It's a phrase used to express the greatness of a situation. Hey folks, pass the gravy. Then you too will have the assurance of everlasting life and become one of the true laity of the church. Is God speaking to your heart? Then listen to Him. He loves you very much. On Laity Sunday, we celebrate that we're called as laity and clergy to make disciples in a world desperately in need of hope through our humble service. Jesus modeled the process for us in Mark chapter 10, verse 35. Check it out. And many here live it out in their own lives. And so go, my friends, go and please pass the gravy. Amen. Amen.